This is WMUC Digital College Park Radio. First, we have a PSA.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most. No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most. FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA at UMD.com.
Okay, we're live on air. This is Yusuf on a Sunday, back for episode 4. This week's episode, we have two guests. We have
Shireen
and
Ege.
So, this week's episode is all about Russian post-punk rock music. This is all following the fall of the Soviet Union. And actually, I'm going to let Ege and Shireen talk about it because Shireen is Russian-esque and Ege is the expert on the subject.
Well, I appreciate that, Yusuf. Thank you. So, yes, this is actually a really interesting genre. And what makes it unique is, like, you don't see any kind of genre like this in Western music. Mm-hmm. What is more interesting is, during the Soviet Union, a lot of things were, like, banned and not publicly displayed. Uh-huh. So this genre actually came up after the collapse of the Soviet Union, and it has a postmodern feeling to it. The reason being, it's mixed with, like, excitement, new opportunities, but also challenges and struggles brought by the collapse of the Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. So I think that is, like, the main core theme in this genre. What do you think, Shireen?
No, I agree. And, like, I looked at your playlist I looked at your playlist before, and I noticed you didn't have any Kino songs in there. Like, is there a reason? Is it because, like, Kino was made during the Soviet Union?
That is actually not the primary reason, but Kino is definitely an older group. Mm-hmm. So the music that I included is usually post-1990s and early 2000s.
I noticed.
Kino does definitely have a more Soviet allure to it. Mm-hmm. We're going to be playing a lot of music from Peremotka and Durnoy Vukus, which are like late 90s, early 2000 music groups. But yeah, that is actually a great question. But Kino does form an essential background for, like, this typology of music.
Oh my god, look at your vocabulary for this. Wait,
I think, I was going to say, this sounds very scripted. Is this scripted, or are you actually saying this because you mean it?
This is not scripted.
He's passionate about this, though.
I am passionate.
He's good at this.
He's passionate.
Oh. Thank you.
I think I need Ege to start writing my episodes for me. I don't write my episodes.
Yusuf usually, like, usually what we talk about is not music related.
I mean, I introduced a topic.
No, yeah, but then the other guests, they don't really talk about music.
Well, because I'm the one who knows it. I just have you and Luke. Luke Smith is not here today because he had to go to a pad meeting.
A pad meeting.
His professional pre-law fraternity. Anyway, I think... Should we play some music?
Yeah. Before we proceed to playing, I just want people to listen with an open mind because this is like a genre like no other. In Western music, you've never heard something like this. So be prepared. Let us know what you think about it later. But yeah, it's you, Yusuf.
I don't know who is listening to this, but if anyone knows me, they can contact me to tell me, oh my God, I love this week's episode. Please do it again. Anyway. I don't know what to play because I can't read Russian.
I can read it if you want. Vykult. So Vykult start with Plastikia with Durnoy Vukus. That is like a very well-known Durnoy Vukus song. So it's number 6 on the queue. So yes.
And then actually I'm going to pick 2 more songs afterwards.
Okay.
There are, what's this one called?
That is, I can't read from a distance. So if you can read, Shireen.
Yeah, sure. That one's Lekarstvo от боли. That's pain, medicine from pain.
And finally,
Я тебя люблю. I love you.
Я тебя люблю.
This is a phrase I do know.
Yes.
Anyway, let's start off with that first one.
The plastinky
by
That's like, Durnoy Vukus. Is that like flexible or plasticky?
Plasticky.
Plasticky.
Okay, I think people have heard us talk for enough time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Все будет лучше. зарядка, будильник на 8, забыл все дурные привычки. Ты врешь, я, кажется, видел вчера в отражении окна электрички. В 4 утра ты сидел там, глаза опустил, знаешь, я не хотел становиться таким.
And we're back.
Yes, sir.
So actually what's really interesting is Shirin and Ege were not really listening to the music. They were having their very own deep philosophical conversations.
Wow.
Meanwhile, I was stressed about the logistics, as it normally is, as it normally goes.
Oh, I thought you were just associating.
No, I need to log the music. I need to do the Google form, whatever. Ege.
Yes, sir.
You said that the genre, this genre, Russian post-punk, is unlike anything that you've seen in Western music. Why?
That is correct. So this is actually a great question, and it is actually a little hard to explain, but I'll try to explain as best as I can. So in the West, with music, we usually see like more cheerful tones, like super happy, mm-hmm. like a very consistent happy rhythm, or like super sad, super like depressing like songs.
Yeah.
I feel like the team Russian post-punk kind of combines both, because like in the music, you could hear like the cheerful rhythms, especially mm-hmm. like with guitar, with the drums, you hear that a lot, but also singing sometimes is very monotone.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Uh-huh.
And basically, like, the sound doesn't change that much. Like, it follows, like, a consistent pattern. So I think that is one reason why these, like, songs feel unique in a way. Because, mm-hmm. like, in the West, for instance, like, modern pop, right?
Yeah.
It's usually, like, very cheerful, very high-pitched. And there's, like, ups and downs. Like, you could easily tell, like, the most catchy part of the song.
Yeah.
But these songs are, like, not like that. Like, I would say they're catchy. They, instead of catchy and being mainstream, they just, like, evoke feelings. That's my thought. Yeah. What do you all think about this?
I agree. Like, the songs just feel very nostalgic for something, like, I've never experienced. I don't know. Like, you just feel, like, really heavy nostalgia when you listen to it. So we were talking about traveling to, like, post-Soviet places and, like, the whole aesthetic there. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Personally, I have no idea what's going on because I don't understand the language. Actually, I was wondering... Я тебе люблю. That means I love you.
Correct.
I know that much. But what is the song actually about?
So the song, from my knowledge, is actually about two young people in late high school falling in love. But their love is met with challenges. And it is basically an agony and a feeling for like nostalgia for that love they experienced.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically love that they crave, but they never like came together and, you know, came one. And this kind of represents like Soviet ideals, in my opinion, because like Soviet Union, they built this basis with a lot of dreams, but at the end, Soviet Union failed. So if you ever like visit post-Soviet countries, you will feel that. I've never been to Russia, but I have visited Ukraine, which is a post-Soviet state. And I've actually visited parts of Eastern Europe. They were not USSR, but they were also under the Iron Curtain, which is like the socialist bloc. And when you go to those countries, you could actually like see these broken dreams. Like there was a dream, there was an ideal, but this ideal, this dream never came true.
Yeah.
So I feel like these songs are like a great amalgamation of that.
Dang.
See, I get like, this is exactly what I wanted this show to be.
Oh my God. He's like hating on what me and Luke.
No. Look. The past couple of weeks, like we just talked about, what's your bubble order? What's your bubble? Or like Shinin and Luke just like diss each other.
Well, the thing is, it's because like the music that you chose were like Turkish music. So it was like you were the expert of this music.
Yeah, and I wanted to explain, but you guys just hopped on and started yapping.
Yeah, I guess. But this week's, since it's like Ege's forte, like he's really speaking on like what he enjoys.
This is true. And I don't know if you guys are probably, whoever's listening has noticed, Ege was talking about death and despair.
When?
Meanwhile, we have like jazz happening next door.
Oh, well, he was no. But the point of the music is not just death and despair. It's like it has a little hopeful note in the back.
Yes, it's like a weird mix. I don't know.
It's not like Western. If it's not just one.
Okay, fine. We should move on to other stuff.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
I'm thinking of playing this one.
Yes, Vistrichnaya by Peremotka. That's a pretty good song.
Followed by this one.
Yes.
Spektakl Ochin by Chernovskaya Hata.
Shirin loves Chernovskaya Hata.
Yes.
And then finally, this one.
Dumayeshti by Durnoy Vukus. Yes, that is an interesting song as well. That is actually after Vistrichnaya. Did I say that correctly, Shirin?
Yeah. Vistrichnaya.
After Vistrichnaya, Dumayeshti is probably like my favorite song in this list. So.
Okay. Well,
much excitement.
You know what? Let's start playing it.
All right.
Enjoy, everyone.
Yay. Трамвай счастья.
пьяные вопли в ногах, а все, что есть у меня, смелость в карманах пустых, открытку строчек простых я подарю тебе навсегда. Первая встречная, люби меня вечно, люби меня вечно, люби меня вечно. Первая встречная, люби меня вечно, люби меня вечно, люби. Первая встречная, люби меня вечно, люби меня вечно, люби меня вечно. Первая встречная, люби меня вечно, люби меня вечно, люби. Тысячи невстреченных глаз, одиночество сотни лет. Плоти слова променяешь на мертвый букет, променял на мертвый букет. Я брожу, что так долго носил, то прощение, победившее злость, то случайность, победившая мир. Первая встречная, люби меня вечно, люби меня вечно, люби меня вечно. Первая встречная, люби меня вечно, люби меня вечно, люби. Первая встречная, люби меня вечно, люби меня вечно, люби меня вечно. Первая встречная, люби меня вечно, люби меня вечно, люби меня.
Okay, and we're back. We have quite a funky mood in the studio going on here, but we can't talk about the funky music. So, actually, Ege, tell us about your backstory with the first song we played called Visrechnia.
Visrechnia, yeah. So the story is actually really interesting. The first time I heard the song, I was in Amsterdam. I have a good friend who lives in Amsterdam, and it was during spring break. So, you know, it was good to take a break from school for a week. I was looking at the blue skies. You don't get that a lot in Amsterdam. It's pretty rainy. But I was looking at the blue skies, and my friend was just playing this, like, song in the background. We were outside at a park, and this song just made me feel very nostalgic. And yeah, as soon as I heard the song, I just, like, fell in love with the tune, and I actually ended up looking up it on YouTube, and called Before Sunrise. It's actually a trilogy. There's Before Sunrise, Before Sunset. I don't remember the third movie. Please don't quote me on that, but it is a trilogy. And so the clip of this music actually looked pretty good on the themes that it, like, you know, resembled. So yeah, that is the backstory. I just felt very, like, nostalgic when I heard the song, and it just made sense that it was compatible with that movie, you know, a love story, a very passionate love story, but a love that doesn't come together, you know, because they have to go their own way.
The song had, like, very much, like, bittersweet notes to it.
Yeah.
So I really agree with what you said.
Bittersweet, right?
Yeah.
There is, like, that joy at the start, because, like, it starts more up rhythmic, but I guess it ends with, like, a slower tone. I know they're talking about, like, a tram and, like, missing a tram, I think, if I'm not wrong, right?
Yeah, seeing a bouquet, like, old bouquets of flowers. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think it's really nice.
Okay.
Yes.
Actually, Shirin was talking a lot about nostalgia, I think, earlier. And that's a theme.
Sir.
The
it
theme
is.
in this type of music. So, a little bit more. We have more music, of course. I think next up, we'll play the only thing on the playlist that has an English title.
Yes, and it's not a very pleasant English title.
Oh, it's called Kill Me.
Yes, sir.
Kill Me. Don't do that.
Don't do that, please. Yes.
Anyway, play Kill Me, followed by
Stereo Vecchino. That's actually Shirin talking about nostalgia. That is a very nostalgic song because Kino means, like, the movies, the cinema. I'm not sure what Starajove means.
Old. Starajove is old.
But if I'm not wrong, like, the cinema culture in the Soviet Union was, like, a big thing.
It was. Because that's the only place you could really watch movies.
Exactly. And it was not Western movies, right? It was usually, like,
Soviet Union. Yeah. And you couldn't really leave the Soviet Union either, like, once you were in it. Like,
yes.
So you were kind of blocked by what you could watch media-wise. You couldn't really go out and see different stuff.
And then finally, in this list of three we have,
I think that's actually Shirin's favorite song, right? Belaya Noche.
Belaya Noche, yeah.
Belaya
it's
Noche.
White Night.
Noche. That means night in Portuguese as well as noche. But
well,
anyway,
it kind of makes sense. These are all Indo-European languages, so the similarities can be definitely seen. But whatever, that's enough yapping on my end, I guess.
No, I like the yapping.
I think everyone forgot what songs are playing.
No.
I forgot. No, I'm kidding. Haha. I'm going to play them.
All right, sounds good, sir.
Enjoy, people.
Thank you. фильмов современных на экране, но мы с тобою вновь посмотрим черно-белое кино. Любишь Стива и Маквина, я поклонник Джеймса Дина. Любишь ты Антониони, я Тарковского поклонник. Любишь Стива и Маквина, я поклонник Джеймса Дина. Любишь ты Антониони, я Тарковского поклонник. Солнце и фаза, дорогое вино, вместе мы посмотрим на экране кино. Старое посмотрим на экране кино. Солнце и фаза, дорогое вино, вместе мы посмотрим на экране кино. Старое посмотрим на экране кино. Ты не хочешь целоваться, просишь не мешать. Хочешь фильмом наслаждаться, чтобы не смотреть раз пять. Из мыслей твоих чутких донесутся мне слова, как красивые их одежды и прекрасные времена.
Знаю.
Okay, so that was our next series of three songs. A guest said that he wanted to talk about... I forgot the name of the song. Let me scroll up.
Sorry, wait, Kino?
Yes, that one. Kino was what? Cinema, you
Kino
said?
Kino means cinema, correct.
Okay. Please, take the floor. Take it away.
Yes, sir.
From you.
So this song basically takes inspiration from old Soviet cinema. Like we've talked earlier, Vitrin, going to the movies in the Soviet Union was a big deal because, like, it's a closed-off country. It's not like the West where you can just, like, go to the movies. And back at the time, in the U.S., we had to, like, we had, like, drive-in movies. We had, like, normal movie theaters. So cinema was basically a luxury for, like, the Soviet Union. That's why it was a big deal.
Yeah.
So they made a song about it.
What's the song about? Do you know?
So the lyrics are actually a little interesting. So they are talking about, like, staying home tonight and, like, watching a movie at home rather than going to the movies. It's actually interesting that they also have, like, references to Western cinema as well. I do have to check the lyrics really quick, but there are, like, references to popular Western artists. And yes.
Wait, cool.
So, besides that, though, love is also another, like, strong theme in this context.
Oh,
yeah. Yes.
I think it's a repeated, like,
that is a
theme.
Actually, that is interesting. You know, that is a major theme in every, like, language, in every culture,
yeah.
If you look into it.
No, you're right.
Just
especially
the way...
Turkish culture.
Oh, yeah. It's
Ege is Turkish, by the way.
Yeah, I'm actually
That's
Turkish.
That's important to know. Yeah, we met through the Turkish student organization.
Yes, we
the
did.
The TSA.
No, TSO.
TSO.
A.
Oh.
Because...
We're an org, not an association. There's
because
a difference.
Of...
Anyway, yes,
flight
again,
checks.
Please talk. Continue right. talking. I'm going to turn off Shin's mic if she keeps interrupting. I just turned it off.
Oh, no. That's a little mean.
I have all the power. It's back
he
on.
He does. But yeah, moving on with this team. Actually, I kind of want to relate that to the Turkish background as well. So the movies, right? Like,
yeah.
Turkey was never like a socialist state or a communist country. But even like hearing from my dad in like 60s, 70s, going to the movies was a big deal for them as well. So what is interesting about this song is that even though we're in like the 21st century in Soviet Union, like post-Soviet Union states, Russia, Ukraine, they still make songs about these because like that means a lot to them. But here in the West, we've had these like privileges for such a long time that we don't even think about it. But
yeah, you're right.
We were actually talking about love and how it's like a recurrent theme.
Yeah.
And if you look into the history of music, even in like late 1800s, early 1900s, it is always about love.
Mm-hmm.
So love in some form is intertangled into the music. So I actually do have a question for you guys. Have you ever heard a song that does not reference love at all? And I know love is a very broad context, but like revenge, for instance, relates to love as well. So in that context, I feel like literally every song I've heard does come back to love at some point.
Oh, let me pull up my Spotify. I want to see if I can...
I already have a song.
Oh, I bet you do. Go ahead.
Sultan's a Swing by Dire Straits.
What is that one
song,
about?
That song is all about jamming at a jazz club.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's a happy song.
It is a happy song.
It's a happy song.
That is true. That
but
is true.
Almost every other Dire Straits song is romantic. So you got me there.
Yes, sir.
I feel like because everyone can kind of relate to love in some way.
Yeah, it's
so
very easy. It's something that all of us experience.
And music is all about relating to each other.
Oh,
it's
I like
form.
That. Yeah, that is a very good point. Interesting, though. Love definitely is a strong feeling, but it doesn't always have to be between people, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can love something that's not human, if that makes sense.
Love
like,
for
you
your
can.
Country.
I guess. I mean.
Nationalism.
Nationalism.
That's what I said. That's what I just
you
freaking said.
You said love
you.
For your country, and I just put a name on
oh
it.
Actually,
God.
One thing that is really interesting is you said nationalism, right? In these songs, we don't see nationalism at all.
Yeah, not at all.
Which is very surprising because, like,
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, because, like, oh, it's on sound. No, because, like, isn't this country post USSR?
Yeah.
USSR is like a country of broken dreams. I don't think anyone really, like, there's not much love in
there. You know what? Actually, a viewer has a question for us.
Yes, sir.
Shout out Grace, who is a DJ on Weezer Wednesday. She said, can you ask Ege if he knows the band? I cannot pronounce that.
Let's see. Soyuz. Oh, Soyuz, like the Soyuz, like the spacecraft Soyuz.
I guess so.
Grace, I actually do not know this band, but I'll be happy to discover. But the name for sure is quite interesting. Fun fact about me, I'm an aerospace engineering major. And I know we're like jumping from topic to topic here, but Soyuz actually is the first probe that went to space.
Oh, Soyuz?
Soyuz, yeah.
Also, it's like Sovietsky Soyuz.
Sovietsky Soyuz?
Like, that's USSR, Sovietsky Soyuz.
Sovietsky Soyuz.
Soyuz is like United.
But yeah, I do not know about Soyuz, but I definitely a group I will be open to checking out.
Anyway.
Yes, sir.
We have like 12 minutes.
Okay.
And I'm going to play maybe two more songs. I need to check. I'll play one more song.
Okay.
And then we'll just continue yapping.
Actually, a song that I will recommend you to play. This is a different team, actually. Like, this is somewhat post-punk, but this is more modern. It's called Destvo by Raufaik. It is actually, like, modern Russian rap. Yeah. So...
The last one on the playlist.
Yeah, this is going to be a little bit more different than what you've been hearing.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, and if you have time, I do have a couple other recommendations. But yeah, you have control.
Let's play it then.
Yes, sir.
I hope everyone... enjoys what's this called again?
Destvo by Raufaik. And Raufaik are actually from Azerbaijan.
Oh, so. Hell yeah.
She said that because her grandma who's visiting right now is from that country.
Oh, hell yeah.
Anyway, I'm turning off the mics. Enjoy the music, please, people.
Bye-bye.
Теперь прошу, ты, пожалуйста, молчи. Смотри в глаза и ничего не говори. Я все решил, наша речь не о любви. И отпустил, ты, пожалуйста, живи. Просто убегай, ай-яй-яй. И не вспоминай, ай-яй-яй. Просто убегай, ай-яй-яй. И не вспоминай, ай-яй-яй.
Каждый раз я вспоминаю детство. Помню наше место. Пусть 16, устали целоваться. Ты взяла мою футболку. В этом нету толку. Это я дурак, ошибался. Зачем я так влюблялся? Одесса, помню наше место. Пусть 16, устали целоваться. Ты взяла мою футболку. В этом нету толку. Это я дурак, ошибался. Зачем я так влюблялся? Never lie, lay. Never lie, lay. Каждый раз я вспоминаю детство, помню наше место. По 16 устали целоваться, ты взяла мою футболку. В этом нету толку, это я дурак, ошибался. Зачем я так влюблялся? Детство, помню наше место. По 16 устали целоваться, ты взяла мою футболку. В этом нету толку, это я дурак, ошибался. Зачем я так влюблялся?
We're back.
Yes.
I guess Eddie wants to play one more song. So once we get it, I'll play it. Let me go back on Spotify. All right. Okay, which song do you want me to play?
So it's called Svoboda by Sergei Shurinov. It is number 9 on the queue.
Number 9, okay.
Yeah, Svoboda actually means freedom.
All right, let's play it. I
Svoboda.
Hope you all enjoy.
Svoboda!
Когда плывешь против течения, понимаешь, чего стоит свободное мнение. Свиньи собираются в длинные цепочки. Линия жизни становится точкой. Стручки и дни, стежок за стежком, шьют твое дело с душой и огоньком. Здесь за решеткой начальник, полковник. Моя свобода — это радиоприемник.
Я свободен.
Это значит быть всегда одному. Выбирай, что тебе, сумму или тюрьму. Никому просто так не дается свобода. Из нее нет выхода, и в нее нет входа. Сода для того, чтобы чай был черней. Понятно, тогда и себе налей. Я участвую в каком-то сидячем марафоне. Хорошо, есть приемник в магнитофоне.
Я свободен.
Ответы на вопросы, допросы. Опять допросы, мой приемник. Односторонняя связь, тире и точки, арабская вязь. Я не могу сказать, но зато я слышу. Я видел, как крыса становится мышью. То, что не стереть, как сильно не три. Свобода — это то, что у меня внутри.
Okay, we're back. That was probably our last song of the evening. Shirin, Ege, do you guys have any final notes to say?
Fire music. Come again, please, Ege, please.
I would love to. I enjoyed this. This is very fun. Yeah.
Ege actually is graduating in like next week.
I am graduating next week, but I'll be in the area.
Congrats.
He's going to be here and close by, and I hope he can
come back,
yeah.
I hope as well.
But great music.
Thank you. Well, I hope you all enjoyed the show. If you have questions, please reach out to Yusuf. He will reach out to me, and
I have an Instagram at Yusuf on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. And just DM me or something.
Watch out for a new post with our fire pics.
Yes.
Fire pics, new posts. Yeah, we're every week international music. Next week is our last week, I think, because the semester is over afterwards.
Poopy.
We'll be playing. Bollywood music, and we have a guest, Anushka, coming on to help us.
It's gonna be fun.
I hope it's fun. I told her we have to play Dumachale. I don't think people know what that is, but anyway,
I don't.
I think we're gonna sign off now.
Yes.
This is Yusuf. I'm here with
Shireen
and
Ege.
And thank you so much for tuning in. Have a good rest of your weekend.
Bệnh có thể thấy rõ ràng khả năng là vô tận giống như những con đường những con Hey, this is Matt from Cursive, and you're listening to WMUC-FM, College Park. Get listening, kids.
Neuropsychiatric disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. 1 out of 3 TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The campus mental health center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit the health center and be a healthier TERP.